Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I am your host, Amy Smith. Today is May 6th, and I am stepping in today again for Jesse Steele. We have no idea where Jesse Steele might be. In local news, today in Mono County...
Hello? Is this working? Help. Oh my god, it's working. Hey, this is Jesse. Help. I'm stuck in Amy's basement. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. She hit me over the head with something, and I woke up in the basement. I have no idea. Look, I found an old tin can and some string. I hooked it up to her Alexa, and it seems to be working. I'm powering it off of an old bottle of Diet Coke and a Mentos, so I don't know how long this is gonna work and keep broadcasting. But in the meantime, I guess I'll read the news and see if we can get that done before I run out here. Before she comes back. Okay, so what do we have today? It looks like Silver Lake boat launch to remain closed for necessary upgrades. The Inyo National Forest announces that the Silver Lake boat launching facility will remain closed to the public due to complete much needed facility improvements. Work on this project began last summer and will continue through this summer. The project is currently under a winter shutdown, with construction work anticipated to resume mid-May. It is estimated that construction will continue through the end of August. Visitors should plan accordingly. The planned improvements include demolition of the existing boat launch ramp and the construction of a new single boat launch ramp. The relocation of the existing boarding float to the west side of the newly constructed boat launch ramp for easy public access. Demolition of the existing sidewalk and curbing and the construction of an ADA compliant path of travel. Demolition of the existing flush toilet buildings and the installation of a double stall vault toilet building. You know who's good at demolishing toilets? That could be a bad joke. I'll just go with the guys from Jackass. They do that all the time. Resurfacing and restriping of the existing parking area. We appreciate the continued patience of the public while this important work is completed. We look forward to opening with an enhanced user experience once construction is complete, Stephanie Heller, Mono Lake District Ranger, said regarding the continuation of the project. I've been stuck in a basement, so I haven't had the chance to see any of this stuff, so this is actually pretty cool. Northern Inyo Hospital District launches Community Health Needs Assessment. What are the most pressing health needs in our community? Let Northern Inyo Healthcare District know by taking its Community Health Needs Assessment survey. The survey will run from May 2nd to June 3rd. The 10-minute anonymous survey asks questions about what you think are the most important health issues in our community and what matters to you most. Please follow the link or the QR code shown below to complete the survey. And by shown below, I mean on the website, easternsierranow.com. You can go directly to the survey at surveymonkey.com. Go to easternsierranow.com where you will get the link for that, or just click on the QR code. That's the hip way to do it. The cool kids are doing that these days. The survey is available in English and Spanish. Paper versions of the survey are available at all admission desks within NIHD. The CHNA survey results will assist with the development of NIHD's community benefits plan involving many community partners to improve the health of our community. The survey is also important because its results can affect funding, spending, and other wide-reaching decisions about healthcare. Please share the survey with your colleagues, friends, and family, and encourage them to participate. All Inyo County residents are eligible to respond to the survey. So, head over to easternsierranow.com where you can get the link to that and help them out. All it's doing is making your hospital better, so it's better for you when you need it, God forbid. There's a Bishop Council, City Council meeting May 9th. Head over to Eastern Sierra Now to get the link to that. Oh, hey, a snow report. I'm going to put on my crystal ball. None. Nailed it. Actually, it's not that bad. You can still get in some turns up there. Looks like the base depth's 25 to 60, so that's still pretty good. There's 3 parks open, 9 lifts, 79 trails, so that's still a pretty decent day. Head up there and check that out at good old Mammoth Mountain. Our bread and butter. So today there was a Mammoth Voices. You know, that's every one, I think it's the third Thursday every month. Right now it's going a little bit more because of the candidate stuff. But they had Linda Salcido, who is the Mono County Supervisor candidate for District 5. There is a link to the video itself if you would like to check that out. Otherwise, stay tuned for the next Mammoth Voices and what they are planning on doing. There is a LADWP technical group meeting, and the agenda and the link is at Eastern Sierra Now. You can go check that out if you would like to participate. Saracoso Community College 41st Annual Access Programs Award. The future is bright. The theme for the 41st, I'm laughing. I don't mean to make fun of anyone when I say this, but they wrote 41th, so instead of 41st, but it's from the college, so I'm super confused as to why that says 41th instead of SD, because it'd be 41st, not 41st, but I'm going to stick with 41st, because I think that's what it's supposed to say, but well done. Student speaker Coral Ashlock from the Ridgecrest campus shared how focus and determination kept her on track with her schooling during the pandemic. Matthew Guntert from the Eastern Sierra College Center, ESCC, credited all the personal ways counselors, tutors, laptop, loans, Wi-Fi, and variety of communications and programs sought to engage students remotely as very helpful to students and their activities. Special recognition went to Access Program Student of the Year, Taylor DiStefano, Ridgecrest, Gina Hill, Kern River Valley, Yoav Golan, and ESCC Robin Montero. Tehachapi also had Misty Franklin. She was an online student. Outstanding Faculty of the Year for Access Programs went to Dr. Tyson Huffman, Professor and Learning Assistance Center Coordinator. Others recognized at the event included Special Servers United Club Graduate of the Year Tiffany Dibble, Peer Mentors Nicholas Ellis, Courtney Bowen, and Joyce Chung, Study Hall Tutors Janine Hallbrook and Amelia Plumhoff. Our students, who overcome a variety of significant barriers to complete degrees and certificates, were celebrated and honored in a personal and meaningful way with their friends and family there to celebrate with them. Thank you, students, and thank you, Access staff, said Heather Ostash, VP of Student Services. Every student has a story, but yours are truly inspiring and will surely encourage others to aspire to excellence. So if you'd like to know more about that story, head over to Eastern Sierra Now, where you can find that out. You know what I've been missing quite a lot since I have been stuck in this basement? Brood Awakening in Big Pine. I would die for a dirty bean, large, like the biggest one they got. I'm talking like put two of them on a helmet and let me suck it from a straw. Yeah, you gotta head down to Brood Awakening if you haven't been there. They have the best, and their snacks and goodies and stuff. Oh my god, it's so good. They also serve lunch, I don't know if you know that. They actually have sandwiches, things like that. So Brood Awakening in Big Pine is definitely worth your time. Trust me on that. And if you can't get there because you have a flat tire, see what I did there? Your best option, Perez Quality Tires. No question about it. Head to Perez. It's 1280 North Main Street in Bishop. It's a Building C, as well as in Big Pine. I don't know the address there, but it's pretty clear which one it is in Big Pine since there's five things. Phone number 872-3322. That's 760 area code. You want to head over there. You want to get that done. They're the fastest there is. They're the cheapest there is. Those are the best quality tires and workmanship you're going to find in the area. So head over to Perez Quality Tire. Looks like Inyo Council of the Arts has something going here. Let me see what this is. You know, if you've never been to Inyo Council of the Arts or you haven't been in a while, you should check it out. They're in a different building. It's not on Main Street like it used to be. It is on, Lord knows I don't know. Let's see if I can find it here somewhere. Anyway, it's on the street behind Sage to Summit, across the street from the movie theater. I can't find their address for the life of me here. But again, I'm stuck in a basement, so what am I supposed to do? You know, the other thing you could do, between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m., call 760-873-8014 or email at info@inyo.org. You know, the tickets are for the 30th annual Mill Pond Festival are on sale now as well, by the way. That'll be September 16th through 18th. Definitely worth it. Always a fun time. Great vendors, great music, good atmosphere. You want to go check that out. And there's a Memorial Day weekend arts and crafts show, and that's May 27th through the 30th. Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're featuring original handcrafted items, jewelry, photography, paintings, wood and metal crafts, soaps and lotions, home decor, clothing, more. It's always a good time, and that's the big one. That's the one you want to go to. The whole park is completely full. Live music on Sunday starting at 11 a.m. should be really awesome. You're definitely going to want to check that out. All right, see what else we got before Amy comes down here and starts hitting me with a shoe or something. Okay, we have an Inyo County Supervisors meeting coming up May 10th. For all the applicable information for that, applicable, I say, go to easternsierranow.com. That's a weird little glitch I'm adding. It's because I've been living in a basement for a while. What do we got here? Inyo County to host Veterans Town Hall. Cool. As part of Inyo County's ongoing effort to improve outreach to local veterans, the Veterans Service Office is hosting two town halls next week with Veterans Affairs Program Directors discussing available mental health and social services. The program directors work in the VA's Veterans Integrated Service Networks, the VISN. This will mark VISN's first ever visit to Inyo County. The town halls are scheduled for 6 p.m. Thursday, May 12th at Lone Pine Smokehouse at 325 South Main Street in Lone Pine, and 6 p.m. Friday, May 13th at the VFW Post 8988 in Bishop. That's 484 Short Street. Lone Pine Smokehouse will be providing food at the May 12th event, and Holy Smoke Texas Barbecue is providing food at the May 13th town hall. The town halls are the result of a collaboration between the Inyo County VSO. The Board of Supervisors and organizers are especially pleased that the visits are happening during National Military Appreciation Month. We are forever indebted to those who served in our nation's armed forces, and so it's appropriate to show our gratitude by giving back in a way that helps our veterans access the care, treatment, and benefits they deserve, said 4th District Supervisor Jen Rozier. I agree with you, Jen. These town halls are just one more way we can live up to that obligation. VSO Gordon Green added that next week's events are a chance to amplify the voices of local veterans. I'm really looking forward to the town hall meetings, he said. As VSO, I have talked with many veterans, and I've heard a lot of their concerns and ideas. I'm glad that their voices will now be heard by an agency that can take some action and get veterans the services that are so badly needed in our community. Supervisor Rozier, VSO Green, urged all veterans to enjoy some barbecue while meeting VA program directors from VISN 22 Loma Linda. The VISN is a latticework of regional systems of care working cooperatively to better meet local healthcare needs and provide greater access to care. Its work is primarily focused on mental health and social services, especially for those veterans at risk of or experiencing substance abuse addiction, depression, suicide, and homelessness. Several VA programs directors from VISN 22 Loma Linda will be in attendance, including Rachel Bentley, LCSW, that's Chief of Social Work, Karen Bayer, the Chief of Homeless Social Work, Michael Potosniak, that's Acting Director of the Chief of Staff, Sean Gilboy, Victorville Vet Center Director, and Sasha Gates, Antelope Valley Vet Center Director. Supervisor Rozier and VSO Green are especially looking forward to more information on the mobile medical vet centers. This is a great option for our rural area, she said. We are really excited about this possibility. Speakers will also discuss new technological options for providing treatment in rural areas. For more information, contact VSO Gordon Green, 760-873-7850, or Supervisor Jennifer Rozier at 760-878-8609. Great cause. Everybody get out there for that. We owe those guys way more than a debt of gratitude. So it looks like tomorrow, the ESLT, that's the Eastern Sierra Land Trust, is having a Garden Fest celebration. And that would be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the ESLT office, which is 250 North Fowler Street. Dear conservation hero, clearly they're talking to me, we hope that you will join us at our annual Garden Fest celebration this Saturday. This family-friendly backyard bash will include a plant sale, craft beer samplings, a brick oven pizza stand, a raffle for kids' activities, and so much more. Garden Fest will feature native plants for sale by Bristlecone Chapter of the California Native Plant Society, vegetable starts sold by Chalfont Big Trees, free seed library for gardeners to take some vegetables and native plant seeds, gardening tips and tricks from local master gardeners, delicious brick oven pizza made on site for purchase by Pignon Pizza, free local beer samples from Mountain Rambler Brewery, the opportunity to purchase compost tea, craft activities for kids, and more. Though I was thinking it was tea until I started thinking about what I just said, and then it's like, oh, that's for planting, everybody. You don't want to drink that. There will also be opportunities to learn more about our pollinator garden project and the benefits of signing up, including how to receive a complimentary voucher for $125 worth of native plants. That's a lot of plants. For more information about Garden Fest, please contact Claire at claire@eslt.org or call 760-873-4554. That's a pretty great event. You guys should get out there. I'm such a dork for gardening. You wouldn't expect that, but that's totally one of my big hobbies. Okay, we got Caltrans news a little bit here. The Inyo Digouts project begins next week in Bishop. Caltrans is alerting motorists that it will begin work Tuesday, May 10th on the Inyo Digouts project at two locations on U.S. Highway 395 in Inyo County, the city of Bishop and near Little Lake. In Bishop, crews will repave and remove failing asphalt from the highway at several locations from South Street to the junction of U.S. Highway 6. At Little Lake, the project area will start at Post Mile 6.4, roughly 3 miles south of Little Lake, and end at Post Mile 15, about 2 miles north of Cinder Road. During construction, one lane will be closed in each direction at both project locations. Work is scheduled for Monday through Thursday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., and on Fridays from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Work on the project is expected to be completed by June 14th. However, this is subject to change based on the availability of equipment and or materials and other factors, including traffic incidents, weather, and construction-related issues. Travelers are asked to be attentive to workers on the highway, slow for the cone zone, and move over whenever possible to give additional clearance. Be safe and be work zone alert. The $889,000 Inyo Digout project is 100% funded by Senate Bill SB1, the Road Repair and Accountability Act of 2017. SB1 provides $5 billion in transportation funding annually split between the state and local agencies. Road projects progress through construction phases more quickly based on the availability of SB1 funds, including projects that are partially funded by SB1. For more information about other transportation projects funded by SB1, visit rebuildingca.ca. I'm just kidding on the third one. It's rebuildingca.ca.gov. So check that out. I should stop making jokes. Amy might hear me if I get a little bit too loud, and then I'm going to really be in trouble. So there's a Inyo County, Los Angeles Standing Committee meeting agenda, May 12th. So for all the information about that, the agenda, the Zoom, and everything, head over to easternsierranow.com. Sounded like that penguin on Madagascar. All right, boys, I don't think the rookie's going to make it. What's next? Inyo County Public Health rescinds the local isolation and quarantine health officer order effective Sunday, May 8th. But I'm going to read this for serious, though. Seems like a more dramatic thing. I shouldn't be making fun of stuff. The Inyo County Public Health Officer order required self-isolation and self-quarantine for all individuals will be rescinded this weekend, and Inyo County will align with the state guidance. The local order will end at 11:59 p.m. on Saturday, May 7th. Isolation and quarantine recommendations for the general public. All persons with COVID-19 symptoms, regardless of vaccination status or previous infection, should self-isolate. Everyone, regardless of vaccination status, previous infection, or lack of symptoms. Recommendations: stay at home for at least 5 days after the start of symptoms or after date of first positive test if no symptoms. Isolation can end after day 5 if symptoms are not present or are resolving and a diagnostic specimen collected on day 5 or later test negative. If unable to test, choosing not to test or testing positive on day 5 or later, isolation can end after day 10 if fever-free for 24 hours without the use of fever-reducing medications. If fever is present, isolation should be continued until 24 hours after fever resolves. If symptoms other than fever are not resolving, continuing to isolate until symptoms are resolving or until after day 10, Per CDPH masking guidance, infected persons should wear a well-fitting mask around others for a total of 10 days, especially in indoor settings. It's like a lot of fever there. It reminded me of like Peggy Lee. She gave me fever. Anyway, I'm stuck. No quarantine. Everyone, regardless of vaccination status. So that is for asymptomatic persons who are exposed to someone with COVID-19. Recommendation, test within 3 to 5 days after last exposure. But you know, these are all exactly the same thing. I'm not going to read them again. So everything is, you know, great. It's also, we have it in Spanish listed here. So for those of you who would prefer that, head over to Eastern Sierra now, read about the latest status for public health and what you need to know about that dastardly COVID-19 virus that we've all been dealing with for a long time. Shake your buoy at Mammoth Mountain. May 27th through the 30th. Ahoy! Pull up your anchor, raise your sails, and chart your course for another weekend full of sea-themed fun in the mountains. I want to read this like a pirate. I'm having a total day like that. Ahoy! Pull up your anchor, raise your sails, and chart your course for another weekend full of sea-themed fun in the mountains. We're back at it, embracing the yachty spirit to catch... Oh, this is yacht. This isn't even pirates. This is yachty.
Well, back at it, embracing the yachty spirit to cast off a great winter season
and set sail into summer this Memorial Day weekend. You can ski, bike, and golf all in one day. Name someplace else in the country you can do that. Plus, enjoy some costume contests, drink specials, giveaways, and more. So plan your trip, secure your cabin, and get ready.
Does that sail?
The Titans of Soft Rock, Yachtly Crew. Oh, that's badass. Now I want to go. We'll be on deck reeling you in with great sounds and fun antics. Don your best yacht attire for a chance to win a range of partner prizes during our weekend-long costume contest. Watch the inaugural Mammoth Yacht Club Boat Race, where the best cardboard vessels will compete on creativity and speed. Oh man, I wish I knew about this before. I totally would have done this. I mean, we still got time. Maybe I can. Take the final turns of the 21-22 season and join us for the last run festivities on Monday, May 30th. Boo! But, yep, that's going to be it for the mountain. We just didn't get the snow this year, guys. That's a bummer. Told you all, you need a snow dance a little bit harder. Nobody ever wants to listen to old Jesse. Okay, what's next here? There's a Mammoth Lakes Planning and Economic Development Commission agenda and Zoom link at Eastern's Here Now. You guessed that last part, Eastern's Here Now. So there's going to be a little bit of a storm coming up here. So State Route 89, Monitor Pass, is going to close ahead of the storm and May 8th, and they will... I'm sure reopen after the storm once they make sure there's no damage or anything. But just so you know, it's going to be closed May 8th. And I think that's about everything that we got going today, guys. So, yeah, make sure you head over and subscribe to our email. There's going to be some cool stuff with that coming up shortly once we got it figured out. But basically, the gist of it is, and by gist, I mean I'm going to tell you 100% of what it is I'm trying to do. I'd like to make it so all the subscribers can click on just exactly what they want to know about. So if you don't have kids in Bishop School, you don't need to get posts about Bishop School. But you really want to know about the snow report and the fish report? Well, then that's all you have to get. You know, let's tailor it to people. That's what this is all about, and I think that's the best way to go. So we're working on that right now. That'll be pretty cool. Remember the podcast, Spotify, all the podcatchers. Head over, subscribe and like to that sucker. That's going to be great for you. Speaking of subscribing and liking, we've got YouTube and Instagram, all of the other things out there, including the app that is currently in beta. So as soon as it is glitch-free and everything's wonderful, like all apps have to be tested, we will put this out to the public, and you will have the power of the Eastern Sierra in your hands. I don't even know what that means. I just felt like saying it. So anyway, the last but not least, if you could head over to patreon.com/EasternSierraNow and sign up. You won't regret it. You're going to be helping local news. You're going to be helping small businesses. You're going to be helping everything from saving children to putting foods in the mouth of dogs. I'm getting delirious in this basement, if you can't understand that. So maybe somebody should try to help me. I didn't even know Amy's house had a basement, and then here I am stuck. So anyway, I'm starting to run out of Mentos and Diet Coke anyway, and that's what was running this whole podcast. So anyway, I'll see you all next week, and this has been Eastern.
Thank you for listening to Eastern Sierra Now. This has been Amy Smith verifying that there is no Jesse Steele in my basement.